Just minutes ago, the U.S. Senate confirmed Rex Tillerson, former CEO of ExxonMobil, as the new Secretary of State. Also today, Senate committees voted to approve President Trump's pick for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions, Steve Mnuchin for Treasury Secretary, and Representative Tom Price to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Now they're all on to a full vote, where Betsy DeVos, the Education Secretary pick, may have a tougher time than thought. Meanwhile, President Obama's Supreme Court choice, Judge Neil Gorsuch, is making the rounds in D.C. after reportedly making his first call last night after his nomination to President Obama's failed court bid, Merrick Garland. Domenico Montanaro, NPR politics editor, has been watching it all. And Domenico, start with the recent news. President Trump's pick for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, confirmed by the Senate as expected.
Absolutely. And he is Donald Trump's man at the State Department now. He has the Secretary of State that he wanted. He had originally in this process said that Tillerson had stood above the rest of the people that he was considering. Tillerson differed with Trump on a couple of things, but he is going to be the person now who has to be tasked with enacting Donald Trump's worldview. And that worldview is a bit unclear. We're not exactly sure what Donald Trump wants to do on the world stage. He's expressed nationalistic and protectionist views, some isolationist tendencies, but he's also said the U.S. needs to do more about ISIS. We know that he has said that he wants to bomb the expletive out of them during the campaign, but he also suggested that it could take some 30,000 troops to defeat them. We know Russia has been an issue. We know that Rex Tillerson had gotten this order of friendship from Vladimir Putin. But he talked very tough about Russia during his confirmation hearing, talking about how he, thought that during the Ukraine crisis that that the U.S. should have put troops on the border, because the only way you deal with a bully is by fighting back. Yeah. The vote was 56-43, four Democrats crossed the aisle. By the way,
to vote for Rex Tillerson. And, we're also hearing recent questions from the European Union, nervousness about where Donald Trump stands on NATO. And then you've got this State Department dissent cable from, you could say, Tillerson's new staff. It's traveled virally around embassies around the world. It is against Donald Trump's immigration orders. It's gathered about 1,000 signatures. It argues that the order is a threat to national security. We've talked about this. You've got, Iraqi troops fighting alongside U.S. troops, and then suddenly an Iraqi translator is barred from entering the U.S. or at least detained. So Tillerson might be facing some upset in his new State Department.
He has some diplomacy to do, not just around the world, but also at the State Department, no question about it. Dissent is ingrained in the State Department culture. The American Foreign Service Association, which is the professional union of those who work at the State Department, actually gives awards for dissent every year. So this is something that they believe in. The issue, though, is how much of this dissent will be accepted by Donald Trump. We know that he fired acting Attorney General Sally Yates, who was an Obama holdover at the Justice Department, for not only, we should say, speaking out against the travel ban, but refusing to defend it. That's difficult to do when you're a political appointee. But if people speak out at the State Department, how much of that will the Trump administration put up with from the top levels? I think that's something that you're going to hear a lot about over the next couple of years.
So some of Donald Trump's other nominees for cabinet positions are going to a Senate vote. But talk about Betsy DeVos, two Republicans now saying they will vote against her when her vote gets to the wider Senate vote. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, and they had both voted her through in committee. What do you think happens here?
Well, voting through to committee is different than the floor, but Murkowski and Collins both said that they will vote against her because of her views on public education, which is really fascinating. Now, this puts her in jeopardy. It doesn't necessarily mean that she's out because, remember, Republicans have 52 votes. This would drop them to 50, or 52 Republican senators. This would drop them to 50 votes, but that would mean Mike Pence would serve as the vote to put her at 51 because he is technically the president of the Senate as the vice president.
No. The Supreme Court nomination, Judge Neil Gorsuch, this is Trump's nomination of Judge Gorsuch. Afterwards last night, Dana Bash on CNN said, this is why evangelicals and conservatives back Donald Trump, this nomination. You agree?
Oh, no question about it. I think that there are a lot of people who had their own reasons for voting for Donald Trump. But for those evangelicals and hardline conservatives who didn't necessarily agree with Donald Trump's moral stature, his religious beliefs, they're not exactly – he's not the kind of person who makes a general kind of appeal to evangelicals the way more of a traditional Christian conservative would. So this was something concrete that he had put forward. He picked a name off of the list that he had given out during the campaign, and now he's following through.
Yeah. NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.